Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break English, Season 3, Episode 2, Extra. Hello, and welcome to the extra episode for Lesson 2 of Coffee Break English, Season 3. In the main episode, we discussed the Indigenous peoples of Australia. So, you're going to hear a conversation between Josie and Mark about visiting Australia. We hope you enjoy it. Have you ever been to Australia, Mark?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to go. About 15 years ago, I went to New Zealand and I loved it. The people were really welcoming and we saw some beautiful scenery. I'd like to go back there one day.
That sounds great. I've never been to New Zealand, but I know lots of people who have emigrated there, so I should visit them one day. I went to Australia when I was a child.
Where in Australia did you go?
Good question. I was about 8 when we went, so I can't remember very much. I think we went to Sydney, and we visited my parents' friends who lived in the countryside, near the bush.
The bush is like the areas where people don't live, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I remember it was boiling and very dry there.
Was it this summer?
No, it was spring in Scotland, so it was autumn there. But it felt like a hot summer for us.
I guess if you weren't used to the climate, then it must have been a shock for you.
Yes, it was. To be honest, the heat is my main memory of that holiday. Oh, and we had to change our plans, because one morning my dad went out walking in the bush and he got bitten by a poisonous spider.
You're joking. That is really bad luck. Was he okay?
Well, his foot turned yellow and swelled up to twice its normal size. But after a few days in hospital and some medicine, he was fine.
Well, that's good. And that sounds like a very interesting holiday.
Let's listen to the conversation again, a little faster. Have you ever been to Australia, Mark?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to go. About 15 years ago, I went to New Zealand and I loved it. The people were really welcoming and we saw some beautiful scenery. I'd like to go back there one day.
That sounds great. I've never been to New Zealand, but I know lots of people who have emigrated there, so I should visit them one day. I went to Australia when I was a child.
Where in Australia did you go?
Good question. I was about 8 when we went, so I can't remember very much. I think we went to Sydney. And we visited my parents' friends who lived in the countryside near the bush.
The bush is like the areas where people don't live, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I remember it was boiling and very dry there.
Was it the summer?
No, it was spring in Scotland, so it was autumn there. But it felt like a hot summer for us.
I guess if you weren't used to the climate, then it must have been a shock for you.
Yes, it was. To be honest, the heat is my main memory of that holiday. Oh, and we had to change our plans because one morning my dad went out walking in the bush and he got bitten by a poisonous spider.
You're joking. That is really bad luck. Was he okay?
Well, his foot turned yellow and swelled up to twice its normal size. But after a few days in hospital and some medicine, he was fine.
Well, that's good. And that sounds like a very interesting holiday.
Thanks for listening to this extra episode. We hope it was useful for you. If you'd like to get the free transcript of the conversation and the lesson notes from the main episode, just go to coffeebreakenglish.com. If you'd like to stay in touch with us and practice your English, you can follow us on social media, where we post regular language challenges and cultural information. Just search for Coffee Break English on Facebook and on Instagram. See you soon.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.